someone grow weaker and weaker with each passing day is never what you look forward to in life. Seeing how the color fades from their face as they become a pale, hollow shell of who they once were. Witnessing their mind and memory vanish with each treatment. Cancer is truly dreadful and horrific to watch. I'm Jocelyn Jones, and this is the story about my mom getting cancer. In third grade, I had just moved into a new house. The windows allowed the sun to shine through, and the open spaces gave us room to play around. That house and the new friends I had made brought me so much joy. During the beginning of that year, I think I was the happiest I had been. All of that seemed to fade away when at 9 o'clock on Sunday, my mom called me into her room. I walked in slowly, approached my parents' bed, and hoisted myself up onto it. I sat next to my mother and leaned against her shoulder as she uttered the words, "I have cancer." That night, I allowed the tears to stream down my face as I tried to push away any negative thoughts. The following days, I went to school and tried to convince myself everything was fine. As my friends slowly found out, they offered their shoulder to cry on or to just be there and listen. That wasn't what I wanted, though. I chose to act like everything was fine and maybe even put up a facade of feelings. I closed off my emotions to my friends and only wanted to focus on them. At home, everyone seemed distant from each other. We would talk about our days but ignore anything that would have to do with how any of us felt. It seemed that everyone wanted to walk their own path and never communicate with anyone. As my mother grew more weak, she was no longer able to cook for us, and people began to bring us meals. It seemed nice at first, until I realized the real reason people brought them was because my mother wasn't well enough to cook for us, and she wasn't getting any better. The doctors had said the treatment would help, but the only thing I saw was how she sat in a chair, wrapped herself in blankets, and fell asleep as the chemotherapy slowly destroyed both the cancer and her body. My father would occasionally bring me to visit her, which seemed nice, but seeing her so weak slowly broke apart my heart. And one day I decided I didn't want to feel like that anymore, so I tried to push down everything and build up walls so I couldn't be hurt. During this time in people's lives, they're supposed to be joyful and carefree, but I was everything but. Soon the months began to pass by, and my mother began to lose her hair, and the treatments continued. One day she went into the hospital, and they told her she was cancer-free. Although the cancer was finally gone, my mother didn't seem healthy. She was still weak and struggled to go through her daily life. My family changed after she was cancer-free. We didn't communicate any emotions, and always dealt with things alone. After this experience, I began to close myself off and deal with everything alone, which I have learned is extremely unhealthy. Through this story, I hope you learn that you should always communicate how you feel and never try to deal with things alone.